This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
Once again, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there, because we give them away. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, enjoy over at freetalklive.com. All right, I don't know if there's much more to say about plea deals, except for those of you just tuning in, there is a huge piece in the New York Times yesterday. I think it's probably on our website. I will double check that, though. Seems like something that would end up on freetalklive.com. Because if you go to freetalklive.com, you can actually control the content of the website. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, you just submit it there, and then others can vote up or down as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Actually, it's not there. I'm surprised. So if you go and you search for, and by the way, we post all the show prep over at the BBS. So if you go to bbs.freetalklive.com, later tonight this will be linked there for you. Or you can just search for Go to Trial, Crash the Justice System by the New York Times. And it's a great piece because it's really positive. I mean, it's an opinion piece, so they're not even trying to be balanced on this. It's just straight out telling folks, if people don't take the plea deal, the whole system has to change.
I'm very shocked to see such a mainstream media outlet say something like this.
Well, maybe the times they are changing. I mean, because people are getting pretty frustrated. This system is affecting so many people, if you think about it.
Yeah.
The most people in the whole world are incarcerated here, more than China. And China has more people, period, in its country. There are more people in jail here, in prison and jail, than in China.
I think the United States incarcerates at about a rate, it's close to 1,000 per 100,000. And China, I believe, is in the hundreds, like 100 people per 100,000. And the United
States, like 10 times less.
Yeah, 10 times less. And this is a communist police state we're talking about.
So they claim,
right.
So 855-450-FREE is a number for you. Now, as far as resources go, I did mention there was something I wanted to point out. There's nevertakeapleadeal.org, I believe it is. And Clyde Voluntarist is in charge of that website. There's also the Don't Take a Plea Deal brochure. It's a trifold brochure that you can go to. Yes, nevertakeaplea.org. So it's a whole website dedicated to this idea. And there's also the Don't Take a Plea trifold, which you can go and find at tools.freekeen.com. Freekeen is a blog site. Both you and I are bloggers there, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And Freekeen developed this Don't Take a Plea Deal flyer along with the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And there's two versions of it. You can get a national version, or you can get a New Hampshire version. And so this is, you know, we designed this with everyone in mind. We didn't want to just have something that could be only used in New Hampshire. So there's a national one with a little space on the back where you can add your own organization in there. So maybe, I don't know, maybe the Ron Paul Group or the Libertarian Party or whoever. I don't know who will do these distributions. But you can modify it. You can print it out so it's got your own organization, or stamp it, or whatever, however it is you want to fill that place in. Take these to your favorite printer. Get them printed up. Get them folded.
They're very professionally done.
They are slick.
They are. Very well done.
This is one of my favorite forms of activism. First of all, because it gets me up on a Monday morning. I have been so productive today, Brad, because I got up and did Don't Take the Plea Deal Outreach. Because I have to get up at 7:30 in the morning. I've got to get up. I've got to get out. I've got to get to the courthouse by 8. Because if people start lining up, usually on a Monday morning, it's everybody that's there from the weekend. They've been arrested over the weekend. They're coming to court for arraignments. And so I want to get these folks, because I want to get them at arraignment. I want to get them with a message of don't take a plea deal while they're at an arraignment where they have the first chance to take that plea deal. And I don't. The only thing is I don't know how effective it is. Because no one has ever said, you know, I didn't take the plea deal because of that flyer. No one has ever come back with that specific feedback.
In Manchester, there's an activist there working on reaching out to... They're getting basically the list of arrests, and they're going through, and they're reaching out to all the people who've been charged with victimless offenses. And they've been reaching out to them and, you know, encouraging them individually, not just like in a line as they come into the courthouse, mm-hmm. but like reaching out to them ahead of time and telling them, look, you know, you shouldn't take the plea on this because you didn't hurt anybody. Vices should not be crimes. And, you know, it seems like the best time to really get people is when they're about to be chewed up by the system, you know.
For sure, they're going to be very open-minded to new ideas at that time.
Yeah, like
I'm glad to hear that that's going on. Are they mailing them something?
I believe so. Mike Ruff is the one who's been working on that, and I've spent some time like explaining essentially what the different charges are, because there are some that are technically victimless, but you know, kind of, you know, your time is better spent in other places. You know, like there are things like habitual offender, which if you just drive a car, you go to jail. But there are a lot of people who are habitual offenders because they've killed multiple people in like DWI crashes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, things like that can get a little convoluted and sort of skew the message.
Yeah. I guess that's one of the negative sides of the way I'm doing it, is I'll just hit anybody that's coming to the court. I don't care who they are. I'm just hitting them. I'm offering everyone that walks in, hey, would you like some information about court today? You
know, yeah.
And here you go.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily bad, because even people who do legitimately commit legitimate crimes, I mean, people make mistakes.
It's true.
People, when they, quote-unquote, pay their debt to society in the current system, they should be, they should be treated as a human being. And just because someone may have robbed a bank 14 years ago doesn't mean they should be sitting in jail now for possession of a plant.
Right, and it doesn't mean that they won't change down the line.
Yeah.
If they are walking in there for some sort of a robbery crime, that they might change how they behave in the future, and then not taking a plea deal could be useful there.
Right, people should be encouraged to improve. Right.
But for me, it's a money thing. Like, I don't know, sending mail is expensive,
I'm not
going to use the mail system if I can avoid it.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point being that I spend every Monday morning doing this, and we also have activists that have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday covered. So we literally have someone standing in the courthouse every single day of the week that they have arraignment. I don't think they normally do them on Fridays for whatever reason, but... And we try to cover as many days as we possibly can to alert people to this concept. Because, I don't know, how many people actually consider this? How many people even know this is an option? How many people are thinking about this stuff?
Well, most people just want to be in and out. They've got to...
Right. And they do, and that's what most people are going to do anyway. They're going to get this information, they're going to think, I can't do that, it's too risky, I've got kids, or I've got to work, or whatever. And I totally understand, and it's fine. It's not for everybody. But if everyone did consider doing this for the small stuff, like parking tickets, speeding tickets, the stuff where even if you get found guilty, it's not going to be the end of the world. Like, look, if you were going to pay the speeding ticket anyway, and you can take it to trial and still end up paying close to the same amount, then you're clogging the system and you're not really paying any more. And it all depends on how your system works in your area, because they're all different. Some of them might hit you with like a couple $100 in court costs for taking something to trial, which is terrible. They don't do that here in New Hampshire, so that's one of the other benefits of, or at least not that I've ever seen. They don't hit you with a $400 court cost
no.
if you take something to trial.
Massachusetts, here. I remember hearing recently that Massachusetts just added a fee if you plead not guilty. I have no idea how this is constitutional, but if you plead not guilty and you make the state prove it, they tack on a court fee. And I mean, Massachusetts is just all sorts of screwed up in its own right, but as far as the state's concerned, but these things are happening statewide. It hasn't happened here yet, countrywide. I don't think that could fly here in New Hampshire, but I think it's one of the best ways to sort of manipulate the system and force the system to prioritize. Because absent any private market protection services being able to compete with each other, there still needs to be protection services, like legitimate protection from legitimate criminals. And if you make the system say, you know, realize that they need to spend their time prioritizing and not going after peaceful people, I mean, that's sort of a little revolution in itself, and it's completely
Absolutely.
Peaceful.
And you didn't have to beg anyone's permission for
it.
Yep. Which I like. I like not having to beg.
I know you.
And that's what this this allows us to do. If we can get the people together to do it together. Because if you do it alone, you might as well just be throwing yourself in front of the tanks.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves coming up. Well, there's a certain addiction that a lot of people are suffering from these days, and I might be one of them. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
Heritage for the blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800USAMoney and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include listening options. You've got a bunch of them, including live streams. We've got over 100 great radio stations that carry the show throughout the week at various different times. In addition to that, you'll find that we're on XM Satellite Radio. We've got two channels that carry us up on XM, as well as free-to-air, KU-band satellite. We've got that, too. And the listen lines and the webcam, the listen lines allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about all of that. Now, I mentioned that there is an addiction that people are suffering from. And, I don't know, suffering, I guess, it's not that suffering, I guess, but you are wasting time. Or at least I am. I know I am. It's an internet addiction, or an information addiction, as they call it here. And ZenHabits.net has a survival guide for beating information addiction. So if you're like me, you might be suffering from information addiction. It's a growing problem as people spend more and more of their time online. And while online tools are amazing, being addicted to checking them can steal most of your day. You know you're an information addict if you check email, Facebook, news, or some other social network first thing in the morning and last thing at night. Are constantly on your mobile device when you're away from home or office.
Damn it.
Yeah, they got you already.
I failed.
Can't get away from the computer in order to get outside, exercise, or spend time with people while disconnected. Are constantly posting to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or texting or emailing while meeting with other people. So, like, the people that are, even though they're around other humans in physical reality, are kind of immersed in their handheld device.
Kind of like, would you be weirded out right now if I IM'd you?
That would not be good. And you are, by the way, using your laptop while we're talking, yeah. Brad. Can't get important work done because you have to check your messages. Feel anxiety if you're completely disconnected for more than a few minutes. And you can't imagine spending an entire day disconnected.
Yeah, I really can't.
No, I don't fall into 100% of those, but I don't think you have to. And I know that I spend way too much time on Facebook and email. Way too much. I know I do. And I'm trying my best to be cognizant of it. Like, I'll try to catch myself because I start looping. So, like, I'll click into email and I'll, you know, look at email. And I'll click over to Facebook and I'll look at Facebook and I'll go back to email. And it's terrible.
It's kind of like the song that never ends. It just goes on and on.
Well, right, because there could always be something new. There could always be a new message waiting. And, like, I don't want there to be a new message. Like, I want to be done with the emails. And, like, that's part of the obsession is to have the clean email box.
Yeah.
Like, to just keep, oh, my God,
are you
Brad.
Are you OCD?
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
Now, if none of these seem like a problem for you, even if you do them, then they probably aren't a problem. But if you see yourself in one or more of these and want to change, then this guide is for you. The survival guide isn't the ultimate guide to beating an addiction, however. It's a set of tips and techniques that I have used to survive the constant pull of the online world. First steps. Don't know where to start? These steps can be done today. Number one, assess your habits. What are you addicted to most? When are you most likely to be sucked into your addiction? For the rest of the day and the next several days, keep a handy little piece of paper and pen or pencil with you and write down the things that you check often, putting a tally mark next to those things each time you check them. TV news channel, Facebook or Twitter, Pinterest or Reddit. Keep a tally so you know what you're dealing with. And we'll continue with these steps here in a moment. We'll also take your calls about anything. Mark is in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Brad is checking his phone right now, by the way.
You made me think of it.
I know you guys were kind of moving on, but I just now had a chance to kind of call in. I was wanting to earlier, but didn't have an opportunity. I was listening. And here in Indiana, as far as the policing, particularly with traffic court, it is one of those deals where if you go against it and you lose, you will be charged court costs.
How much?
And, gosh, it's been a little while. I think it's like $300, I think.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's pretty steep. I had a situation where in Indiana, and I don't know about you guys' state, but here in Indiana, they just passed a couple years ago the seatbelt law.
Oh, man.
Yeah, which to me is absolutely ludicrous, just because of the fact that it has nothing to do with the safe operation of my vehicle to be strapped in.
No, it has to do with the auto insurance lobby.
Right, yeah, that's part of it there. The other part of it, too, though, quite frankly, in my opinion, is there's always follow the money. It's just at the time the law first came out, they were able to, if you were pulled over for any other infraction and you weren't wearing your seatbelt, they could add to that, and that was $25. And then the law changed about 2 years ago to where they could pull you over for not wearing the seatbelt.
So it's a primary offense now.
Exactly. It was a primary offense and also a $25. And it just ticked me off. I actually went to where I refused to wear my seatbelt until I actually got up to $200 in fines, and I finally hit that and started wearing it because I just couldn't afford it. But yeah, I was when I first started looking into fighting it, I was literally told that, yeah, you could fight it, but if you lost, it was going to cost, you know, the $300 the court cost for a $25 seatbelt fine.
What? It's crazy. I mean, so in those cases, I don't blame anyone for taking the plea deal. I mean, it's just they try to make it so financially difficult for you to exercise your rights. It's one of the perks of being here in New Hampshire is we don't have to deal with that crap, at least not yet. Who knows? They might start implementing court costs if people start taking these things to court. They could always go in the wrong direction in response to an overwhelming group of people that aren't taking the plea deal, but, you know, you just kind of have to throw caution to the wind and see what happens. But my question for you is, what happens in Indiana if you don't pay the court costs? What happens if you don't pay the fines and the court costs?
Jail.
Yeah, but is there, like, here in New Hampshire, typically you get a $50 per day credit off of the fines for every day you sit in jail. Is there anything like that there, or is it just like, we're going to lock you up forever until you pay something?
Now, that I don't know, because I don't know of anyone that's ever taken it that far, and I certainly am not either, but I'm sure there's probably something along those lines, but to what extent I don't know exactly.
In my experience, the best way the state has gone about getting people to pay past due "quote unquote" debt is by suspending their driver's license and saying, "Nope, we're not giving it back to you until you pay these fees." And so your license becomes suspended, and then you get caught with a suspended license, and you eventually become a habitual offender, and then you go to prison.
That's a good point. Yeah, they've got all kinds of stuff they can hold over you.
Well, and it's just, it's amazing to me the amount, and I notice a lot of it in Indiana, and I'm in sales, so I do a lot of driving. This may be one of the reasons it jumps out at me, but I've noticed that, particularly like in construction zones, they did another major construction on one of the bypasses, and it went on for some time. In fact, it's still going on the west side of Indianapolis.
How many years has it been going on for?
Oh my gosh! It's probably been going on for over a year, as far as what they've got up, but as far as what they've been working on, and it has been pretty major. I'll give them that. But there were sections of it that were done that they still deemed a quote unquote construction area,
just so they could shoot you with some radar and pull you over.
Oh my gosh! And they do, and the fines are triple, double, and triple.
Oh man!
You know, but in a construction zone in this state.
Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate the story and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Plea deal, information addiction, or whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Bradley.
The toll free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there. And a lot of those features, we give them away to you. But if you want to help support the show, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a simple concept. You send in $3 a month, and we use that money to promote Free Talk Live. We use that money to get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. More about information addiction coming up. First, your calls. Matt is in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I don't know if you guys know, because no one really seems to know about this. Are you guys aware that I don't remember the exact House representative's name? But he presented a bill earlier today in Congress, and it was, I guess, approved because they're going to have hearings about this, of impeaching Obama.
I think it was someone from South Carolina or North Carolina.
What about, what for?
I guess he didn't ask for Congress's official permission to send troops to either Libya or Syria or both. I know both countries were mentioned. I don't know if it was... So apparently for that, I don't really 100% know, but I just was curious because, I mean, I'm driving, so I'm on the way from, like, you know, TV and stuff, but and I don't have cable, so but no one really seems to be talking about this. It's only like online and stuff.
Well, I mean, do you think it'll actually ever happen?
Well, considering the fact that Republicans control the House, I think it's very possible he could be impeached, but kicked out of office? No, I don't think Harry Reid will ever, Democrats control the Senate, so I don't think that he would ever be kicked out of office.
Well, they'd be setting quite a dangerous precedent for all the upcoming, you know, Republican presidents that take office when the Democratic president got impeached for not declaring war as the Constitution seems to require. Then their candidates...
Yeah, shouldn't that also happen to George Bush as well?
Yeah, there should be a bunch of people who should be impeached.
Well, the thing with... my thing is that, like, Truman, back when in his term, he asked Congress's permission to go to Korea to help the South Koreans, but then no declaration of war was issued, and then Johnson asked Congress's permission to go to Vietnam, but again, no declaration of war was issued on North Vietnam, and then H.W. Bush did the same thing to help Kuwait against Iraq, and then the thing about W. Bush is kind of interesting is because Congress gave him permission to deal with Al-Qaeda and all who harbor Al-Qaeda members, and that was, you know, Afghanistan and the Taliban. Now, the thing with Iraq is that whether or not there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, you know, we announced like months in advance that we were coming to coming after Iraq, and they could have, in fact, rid themselves of their weapons of mass destruction. But then again, it could just be for the oil, like everyone says. But the thing was that there were Al-Qaeda members in Iraq, and therefore, technically, Congress, I mean, he was kind of sneaky about it, if you think about it. He went to Iraq, but did, you know, years before have the blessing of Congress to deal with anybody who was harboring Al-Qaeda members, and we proved that there were Al-Qaeda members in Iraq. I mean, we killed the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
I didn't do anything, by the way. You keep saying we, and I'm not in that we. I didn't go to war.
I meant to say, like, United States itself. Okay, I guess the U.S., armed forces killed the Al-Qaeda leader in Iraq.
But as you pointed out, no one declared any war since World War II. So, I mean, right. Clearly all of this is unconstitutional on its face. But let's get back to the original issue that you brought up, which is the idea that Obama could possibly be impeached. And, of course, politically this is a very difficult thing to accomplish. But let's say they do. Let's say they do accomplish this. Are they going to accomplish it before he gets out of office? Number one, first question. Probably not. The gears of government turn very slowly. So, odds are good, even if he were impeached, it would end up being like an impeachment after the fact. Now, again, I suppose he is running for re-election, so maybe that would affect his chances at re-election, etc., and so on, but all that said, you know, it's not going to affect his first term in any way, shape, or form, would be my guess. And then, regarding the impeachment, as you said, it won't necessarily mean he'll be kicked out of office, but let's say that he was. Let's say that, you know, you get this miracle political football, and they manage to take it into the end zone. And
then you have Joe Biden.
Right. He's replaced by another politician. So, really, what have you changed? Why even get excited about it?
I don't know if I'm excited, though. Like I said, like, the other thing one of my friends pointed out was that, how do they put it, that they could wait to file the impeachment proceedings after the 2012 election in hopes that that the Republicans gain a majority in the Senate. That way they could impeach him and kick him out. But I told him not to get his hopes up because, like I said, I doubt Obama getting kicked out of office. I doubt it's going to happen.
What if it does? So what?
I guess, well, I mean, it depends on it depends on if he wins re-election or not.
But even if he wins re-election, and they impeach him a month after he gets re-elected, and they even kick him out of office, so what? Now you've got the VP who's gotten the president's job.
Seems like a big distraction.
What have you really changed? Now, like you said you're not that excited about this, but it's interesting enough to you to, you know, call into this radio show, so, you know, hold your feet to the fire. What have you really changed?
I guess, because usually when a presidential candidate goes, like, if they're a conservative, they choose a vice president candidate who's more liberal than they are, and then vice versa. someone who's
no.
liberal, I choose.
No, it used to be that. It used to be.
I consider Cheney more liberal than Bush was.
I don't even know what that means. I mean, these people are all a bunch of thugs to me, and they're all people that want to control other human beings' lives. I don't know what it even means to be liberal or conservative. Do you?
I can take it as conservatives say that they want a smaller government and liberals say they want a bigger government. That's the way that's been explained to me.
Well, so what someone says isn't the same as what they do, though, right?
Well, I don't know. Like, usually, like, okay, for instance, what's his name? Boehner? They want to cut government spending because he says that he wants...
Do they really want to? Because if you look at the conservatives who were in charge of this country for 6 years during the Bush administration... No, they didn't cut any government. They actually increased the size of government dramatically. So what they say isn't necessarily what they do. And why do people keep believing what they say anyway? These are politicians. Haven't Americans learned their lesson yet?
I don't take everything a politician says, you know, to heart. I'm just saying that, like, for instance, like, there was the thing that between Boehner and Obama where Boehner was saying, I want to cut spending, and Obama was like, well, I don't want you to. So that's at my friend point out, he said that was like a classic battle of a conservative versus a liberal. You have a conservative, he said Boehner.
But there's nothing at issue. I mean, all they're talking about is minutia. Because if you're cutting spending, you're not cutting taxes. So what the hell's the, what's the difference of whether they cut the spending or not? You haven't cut the size of government.
Whoever managed to position the Democratic Party and the Republican Party in such a way where they have such a stranglehold on the national political scene is a genius, because instead of, like, talking about the things that really matter, as far as, you know, we have friends that are getting put in jail for things that have never harmed anybody else, people are focused on, you know, this pretend fight between the Republicans and Democrats. It's all the show.
And they've got you fooled, man. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Just because they say something doesn't mean they believe it. It doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean they're going to do what they say. And half the times things they say are designed to sneakily avoid the real issues, which is, oh, we're going to cut spending, we're not going to cut taxes. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And by the way, you can get more Brad over on freekeen.com. That is one of your... Would that be your primary blog site, Brad?
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, I post anything that is relevant to any type of activism I'm working on Freekeen. You know, I live in Dover, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. but I just happen to be pals with you, so it's where I post things related to me.
Well, Freekeen is a website that originally started with the intent to focus on Keene area activism, but over time it ended up kind of widening the scope,
yeah.
simply because it was needed, simply because there wasn't anyone else who was covering anything going on anywhere else in a blog sort of format. And so we did it because it was necessary. We've seen a couple blogs crop up here and there, like freeconquered.org, and Garrett does a great job over there
yep.
with that website. But still, there's a real dearth of information out there about some of the activism that's going on, and freekeen.com is the place. I mean, it's probably the most popular liberty-oriented blog in the New Hampshire liberty movement.
Yeah, I mean, it covers a whole slew of different types of activism styles. You know, like my activism style is more in the system than some of the other people. And it's just a good place to go for liberty news. Freekeen.
No doubt. And also, something else you want to check out as far as websites are concerned, if you've, you know, whether you have an information addiction or not, I don't know how much more we're going to be able to discuss that. Maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow night. But weusecoins.org is where you go to learn more about Bitcoin. There are no contracts to sign or terms of service by which to abide. The Bitcoin is a completely decentralized currency. It isn't owned by some corporation, it's not issued by a government, it's not centrally controlled in any way, shape, or form. It's a peer-to-peer network, and hence, it is therefore untouchable by the various governments in the world. And that, boy, does that piss them off.
Nothing they can do.
They are very frustrated by the Bitcoin, which is reason number one to really take a serious look at it and find out exactly why this is such a threat to the status quo.
Anything that the government detests so vigorously, you know that it's probably a good thing.
In general, that's a general rule of thumb, I would say.
Yeah.
So that's a good reason to look at the Bitcoin, but there are other reasons as well. I mean, you don't, again, there's no one you have to beg permission from to get involved. Just download the software and start it up. And if you want to get some Bitcoins, you can do that with cash. Just deposit some at any major bank and go to bitinstant.com. So you can buy your Bitcoins with cash at bitinstant.com, but go first learn about it. Go to weusecoins.org and learn about Bitcoin. The Bitcoin could change the whole financial system, the strata, if you will. Weusecoins.org. Let's go to Nemo, listening in Detroit. Nemo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brad.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I wanted to talk about the plea bargain.
The what, plea bargains? Go for it.
I was in Holland Park, Michigan, one late night, and I got pulled over. I was speeding, so, and I didn't have proof of insurance, so I had a ticket for both of them. I get to say, okay, I'll go to court, because most of my cases have been, I go to court, police officers haven't shown up, and they've grown out. Now, this time, I get there, okay, they tell me, okay, you're not going to see the judge today, but you can just go on a ticket, plea and pay the cost, no point. Okay, well, might as well do that, because so like, if you want to take it to court, you're going to have to pay the full cost and some other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, okay, so I go down, I say, okay, well, get out of here. I'll go pay my ticket. I said, okay, my ticket says $96. Now, when I get there, he tells me $150. And I said, what about the $96? Oh, the $96 is with points. If you don't want any points, you pay the $150.
So you can bribe away the points.
Legal bribery.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You got to love these people. I mean, they're just incredible.
It's all out in the open, too.
Right. Just amazing.
That's the robbery playing out. But I had to take it. I didn't have a job. I didn't have time to do all this. I was looking for a job and everything, and I just said, forget it. Pay it. Don't know. I hate that I had to do it that way, but...
Yeah. Well, people feel like they feel like they're caught between a rock and a hard place, and they really are in a lot of these circumstances. Like the last guy from Indianapolis, you know, they're charging hundreds of dollars in court costs if you take these things to trial, and you are going to lose. I mean, don't fool yourself into thinking that because you've taken it to trial that you actually have much of a chance of winning, unless you go in front of a jury. And of course, in these traffic matters, they're not going to let you have a jury. You're going to sit there at a bench trial, and that judge is going to convict you every single time. Because what are you going to do? Appeal it? Now you got to pay hundreds of dollars more to take it to an appeal. What are you going to do? Hire a lawyer? There you go. There's more money you got to throw on the table. So they know they've got you every which way but sunset.
The judges are actually funded by the money that they, you know, order extracted from people from guilty findings.
Nemo, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Oh, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man.
I enjoyed the show.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing your story tonight. Interesting. I've never heard that before. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yeah. Yeah,
do they do that around here?
No.
Okay.
They don't. I believe they do that in mass, though.
You can pay extra and avoid the points.
Right, because people are more concerned about the
points, because you can lose your license.
Right, well, you lose your license, and also the convictions on your record increase your insurance rating, which makes your insurance more expensive. Than an extra $60.
So ultimately, it's less costly to give them the extra money.
Right.
It's total extortion.
And for them, they don't care. Well, the extortion is only illegal if it's illegal.
If it's not the state.
Right. Yeah.
And the way the state people write their laws usually exempts them from these things. Like even murder. It's not murder if we do it. If it's legal, then it's not murder.
Right.
If it's a legal killing.
Right. It's a justifiable homicide is what it's called.
Gosh. 1-855-450-FREE.
It's just so out in the open. There's no attempt to hide
it. Why shouldn't it be? I mean, as Harry Brown, I think it was, who said, the government is just the mafia, the most successful mafia. The only difference is they fly flags in front of their offices.
Yes. Yep.
So, you know, I really want to talk about this issue of the addictions. So I'm gonna we'll just continue this here for a short bit, and then tomorrow night we'll get into it in depth. But we're talking about information addiction. And Brad, I mean, would you say you have this?
Yes.
I definitely have it.
Hi, I'm Brad. I'm an addict.
I totally am an addict of information, and I can't even tell myself it's productive anymore. Like, you know, I can't make any excuses for it. There's no excuse I can make for it. So, like, the first step, they say, in addictions, in solving your problem is realizing you have one. I've realized I've had one for quite a while, but I haven't solved my problem.
I feel like the guy who... like gives his alcoholic friend a drink, but like honestly, Ian, like your particular line of work requires you to interact with people. So like you're sitting
it's
here,
true.
You're sitting here doing work. It's just you're over here not doing so much work. You know, so
well, right. I'm obviously not I don't touch the stuff during the show. So it's like I'm not here browsing while I'm on the air. That would be way too distracting. And I normally get upset at Mark if I see him playing video games or doing something else like that on the air.
Yeah.
But because I think you need to focus on the task at hand. But when I'm doing my normal day activities, if I'm calling radio stations, I'm frequently in my email box. Like a station might want me to send them something.
Yeah.
Like I have to send something via email to them, like an agreement or something like that. And then I'm back in my email box, and, oh, there's a new email in there from so-and-so, and, oh, I've got to handle this Facebook. You know, I just have this obsession with cleaning out the email
box. But for you, your obsession is actually productive because you're able to, you know, communicate with customers or people who donate money. And
it can be productive, but not when I get to the point where I should be doing something else.
Yeah.
Because I shouldn't be spending as much time as I am spending doing these tasks that should be limited. Like, I should be able to limit myself to when I go into these places. And the trick is, I could try to stay out, but if I go in because I have to like, send an email to someone or whatever, then I have to somehow restrict myself from going further than what my original intention was.
I think you should just embrace your dysfunction. Just embrace it.
No, you are an enabler. This is dangerous having you around.
Yes.
Because, no, it's not good. I know I could get more done. And I am obviously getting things done. I feel like I was pretty productive today because I woke up on time, which is always nice. But I still know I blew some time where I shouldn't have. And I think we all have. I mean, the more you're online, the more likely you have these problems. But I think a lot of people have problems allocating their time or choosing the best thing to do with their time. So these are issues that a lot of people have, whether or not they're online, just a general time allocation problem. So I definitely want to talk more about this because I think there's a really good post over here at zenhabits.net/infoholic, a survival guide for beating information addiction. Because we don't really even get into any of the meat of this as far as, you know, how to actually handle this stuff. They have suggestions like take a break, you know, just take a break, get away from the computer for a little while.
When I take a break, I bring my BlackBerry.
Yeah, I'm on my Android while I'm on the toilet.
Is that where your texts come from?
You wish you knew. All right, so we're out of time here tonight. But it's a good way to make toilet time feel more productive.
Absolutely. Why not kill two birds with one stone?
All right, we're done for tonight. Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.